Queensland will reopen its borders to all interstate travellers next Monday, 4 days ahead of schedule. Fully vaccinated travellers won't need to quarantine, and arrivals from hotspots will have to get a test on day five as well as prior to entering the state. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says the state is expected to reach 80% double dose vaccination status this week and 90% in mid-January. Daniel Gushwind is the CEO of the Queensland tourism industry and he's my guest. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
What does this afternoon's announcement mean for the tourism sector?
Well, it's a huge boost to confidence, Patricia. We've been waiting for this for quite a long time, as has the rest of the nation, and now to have confirmed what we've been told some time ago, that the 17th would be the opening, but now it's actually been brought forward by 4 days. That's even better news. But it's hopefully a sign that we are moving towards living with the virus, like we've been told for a long time, and a good sign that governments, the Queensland government, and hopefully also National Cabinet will hold its nerve and face down any unexpected changes and move on with business.
Were you consulted before the announcement?
Well, we didn't know. There was talk about it being a bit earlier than the 17th. The 17th was announced some time ago, and that's certainly well and truly been part of the roadmap that the Premier promoted. But there was always also indicated that should we reach 80%, an earlier date may be chosen, so that has now been that's taken place now. It's only 4 days, so it's not going to make a huge difference to the industry in terms of operational requirements, because the mandate that comes into effect on the 17th of December, that all staff in hospitality venues have to be vaccinated, as well as their guests, that only comes in on the 17th, and we had plenty of warning for that.
Does the slightly earlier reopening give businesses enough time to prepare? Are tourism operators able to get everything ready?
Well, we have been told that it was the 17th, so we are certainly well and truly preparing for that. It's a challenge to prepare because we have, as everybody else in the country, really have severe staff shortages, but that's a challenge we knew we're facing, and the operators have done everything possible to get ready, to show everybody a good time and demonstrate that we can indeed still be a great holiday destination as we were pre-COVID.
While little is known about the latest variant of concern, Omicron, it's caused some unease. Does today's announcement offer certainty?
Well, absolutely. Look, I think we were all concerned, I'm sure, around the world when this Omicron evidence became visible, and we were a bit afraid that perhaps our governments would lose their nerve and the Queensland government would go back into a more defensive position and perhaps keep the borders closed. That thankfully has not happened, and I think that is an indication that we are moving on and we are now more confident in our health system, as we should be. We should take a lot of confidence from the fact that we have some of the highest vaccination rates in the world now, and we have a very compliant population. We've really been exemplary citizens, all of us, you know, complying with the health regulation that were imposed on us. So I think we're due a reward for that, and it should give the government and government plural the confidence that we can be trusted to do the right thing, and we don't need border closures and lockdowns to take us forward.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
Daniel Gushwind is the CEO of Queensland Tourism Industry Group. This is RN Drive. I'd love to hear from you. 0418 226 576.